joining us now from the North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation Department, the director, Kevin Fugrus, is on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. What's going on in the Parks Department in this time of the year? We always think of Parks and Recreation, you know, spring, summer, everybody getting out. What happens during these months?
During the months right now, obviously December's kind of slower with the holidays coming up, but we start ramping up our winter programming that rolls out in January. And one of the bigger things that roll out is the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Challenge that is coming out that we've been meeting for roughly over a year now.
Explain what that is, the Heart and Soul Challenge.
The Heart and Soul Challenge is a community-based health and wellness initiative. It's designed more or less to help improve the cardiovascular health and overall well-being of individuals that live in North Ridgeville. And what we're looking to do is provide accessibility to more healthy living, you know, biking, walking, running, and offering more or less more healthy classes, more healthy cooking classes. And we have a huge event that we're rolling out February 28th, which is more or less our kickoff event.
Kevin, are you targeting any specific age groups, or is it young and old?
We are targeting every demographic, young, old, you know, college, everything. We're trying to target the entire North Ridgeville community, and you'll see a lot of new programming being rolled out this winter, basically starting with our cooking classes being rolled out in January.
You mentioned the big kickoff in February. What'll happen there?
The kickoff event is on Saturday, February 28th. It is a free citywide event being held from 9 to noon at the North Ridgeville Education Center on Mills Creek Road. At that event, we will be having screenings provided by Cleveland Clinic, UH, exercise demos, food demos, and there will also be kid activities throughout the event, so it's definitely family-friendly. You know, we encourage the entire family to attend, so there will be something for everybody that's involved.
How did the city of North Ridgeville get involved in this process?
The city of North Ridgeville was identified as a recipient of the grant money just because of the infrastructure that we already had in place and the support that we already have to run initiatives like this. So we were a demographic that was sought by the Lorain County Health Department and also United Way Greater Lorain County. So as we stated, it came together about a year ago. We've been working together, and we have about 16-plus partners in this collaborative. So we have been working diligently for months now. So it's been a long process, but it's been great. We have a great group of people. It's fun. We enjoy each other's company. So we're definitely trying to get on the cutting edge and trying to help North Ridgeville live a healthier life and try to educate as much as possible.
Will there be any way to measure the effectiveness of the program?
Yeah, what we will be doing is there's certain members that are involved in a development program that also where they will be able to do metrics and statistics in regards to the programming that we'll be rolling out. That's the biggest thing that United Way of Greater Lorain County and the Health Department wants to see, that we are having an impact and we are trying to make change within the community. So we will be putting out surveys and, you know, diagrams and everything like that to show that, yes, these are working. If they're not, then how can we tweak them to make them work? How do we keep individuals engaged? How do we keep them involved and trying to move to live a healthier life?
Will there be just different events and things, or will there be kind of a program that people who want to be a part of this can kind of follow and see progression and kind of take them through the process?
Yeah, there will be different calendar events that will be rolled out at the February 28th community-wide event. We'll be rolling out a bunch of calendar events of what people can still stay involved in throughout the community. The biggest aspect of it is just making sure that they are having access to sidewalks, to, you know, bike paths, to healthier food in the grocery stores. You know, we're trying to make them accessible that way. We also will have a website geared toward that, along with a logo that we will be rolling out here within the next couple of weeks to promote the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Challenge.
Even in the past year, Kevin, you've added a new path over there in South Central Park.
That is correct. The path was completed in June, and it is 1.2 miles, and it has been heavily, heavily utilized, and it has been a excellent asset to the park system. And it has just been, I've seen people out there that I haven't seen in the park system, and I didn't even know they were residents at the time, but they have enjoyed it. We have heard nothing but positive things about it, which is fantastic.
It's amazing how simple just walking, how many benefits, health benefits you can get out of just taking a walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy how many people we see out there now. Just, I mean, especially now in the wintertime, I mean, we are still seeing people utilizing that trail. And it's accessible. There's parking. There's, you know, there's different avenues and new trailheads that they can access things. And it's just those simple tasks of getting out with a friend or your husband or your wife or your children just to walk for 20 minutes a day or just to get out there to exercise your body and your brain that helps you in the long run.
Our guest today has been the Park and Recreation Director for North Ridgeville, Kevin Fugarus, who joins us talking about this new initiative that will be kicking off in February, and we'll have more when that gets closer to that particular date. But there's still a lot of programs you're doing. As you say, you take things indoors a lot of times now during the things.
Yeah, unfortunately you can't do much outside.
You get people indoors and do the different classes, and I guess if people want to find out more, they can just check out your website or you give you a call over in North Ridgeville as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they can check out our website or give us a shout. And like I said, our Winter Rec-A-Zette will be hitting households last week of December. So you'll see a lot more fitness classes and, like I stated, more healthy cooking classes. We hope that the residents take advantage of this upcoming winter.
So you must have a kitchen somewhere you can do these cooking things at, huh?
Well, that's part of these partnerships that we're doing with. We actually have access to the North Ridgeville City Schools, their home and economics room. So we will be able to hold the classes in there. We have a great partnership with them. So we work very well with them. So we're able to add those to their to the school system.
That's right. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. If someone has
correct.
Something you need, you just bring them in as being one of your partners.
That's correct, yes.
Sounds great. Kevin, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.